6, Bernard Carter interviewing Shirley Ealy. First question is, when were you born and where?
I was born here in Rock Springs in 1937 at the old hospital up on C Street.
And you remember who your doctor was?
No, I don't remember the name of the doctor.
Okay. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have 2 brothers, 1 older and 1 younger.
Okay. And who are your parents?
Virginia and Ben Doozle.
Okay. As you were growing up, what were some of the, can you remember anything like when you was little, you know, any toys you had or any special, any special game you played or something when you was younger? Can you remember anything like that?
Oh, mainly just my dolls, and I had a little rocking chair that I really enjoyed.
Okay. So did you, when you would say maybe you was in grade school and stuff, was there other kids in your neighborhood that lived around you in your neighborhood and stuff, you know, and go out and play different games and stuff at night, like some of the kids do now?
Well, I can't remember too much when we were in the, you know, when I was younger, until we moved out to Hiawatha when I was in the 2nd grade. And I remember out there we played a lot of games because there wasn't anything else to do. We played Kick the Can and Red Rover and...
Okay, what was Hiawatha?
That was a Mountain Field Company camp. It had about 20 homes in it, about 60 miles southeast of Rock Springs.
Okay, and that your dad worked for
Mountain Field.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you get transferred around a lot when you was younger?
No, that's the only place we were transferred to when I was young. We lived there for 4 years.
Okay. So did you help? You lived out there for 4 years and you moved back to Rock Springs?
Right.
What were the schools like when you moved back, say, 4th or 5th or 6th grade?
Well, I was in the 6th grade when I moved back, and I went to Washington School, but it's, of course, a new school now over there.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of fun in the schools. The kids seemed to play the same games probably as they play a lot now, except I don't remember having a lot of playground equipment. We had maybe swings, teeter-totters, and that was about the extent of it.
How many kids were in your class, do you remember?
I don't remember that. I remember when we were out at Hiawatha, there was only like 15 of us in the whole school. I was the only one in my grade.
And so it was just like a one-house school?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then when did you start junior high? Was junior high started in 7th grade?
Yes, and it was in the old District Ed building on C Street, B Street.
And was there a lot of dances and stuff for your kids? Like, or did they have any special activities for you? Then, like, you know, like they have, you know, how they have football and volleyball and basketball and stuff. Did they have that for the girls and the guys both then, or was it just mostly guys, or did they have any?
No, they didn't have anything for the girls. The only thing they had was if you were in band. I twirled when I was in junior high. And then when I went to high school, I went to work. When I went my sophomore year, I started working at the West Theater. And so that quit my twirling. But they didn't have anything for the girls then. They had the football and basketball, all that for the boys, track. But the only sports we had was actually our gym classes.
Okay, once you got into high school, then they had more?
Not really, not as far as sports for the girls.
Okay, going into your high school days, when was your first formal dance? Do you remember that? Your first formal dance?
We had our winter ball and junior proms like they do today.
Okay, and do you remember your first one and who you went with?
Yeah, I can't remember what his name was. He was a blind date and it was bad news.
It turned out to be
too well.
Where did they have your dances?
At the high school in the gym.
Okay.
And that was the old East Junior High now.
East Junior High. Mm-hmm. Okay. How did you learn how to drive? And how old were you?
Oh, I didn't get to learn how to drive until I was about a junior, and I took driver's ed. It was the first class that they offered in high school. I was one of the guinea pigs that year. And we didn't really get to do much driving because they ran out of time while they were teaching us. So, consequently, my girlfriends helped me more than anything because my father wouldn't let me drive his truck until I learned how to drive. So naturally, I didn't learn how to drive very well.
Okay, do you remember what it was, what kind of vehicle it was?
It was a 47 Ford pickup.
Okay, and that was your dad?
Right.
Once you learned how? Okay. Is that the only vehicle your family owned?
Yes.
Okay, what did your family do, like, for activities as a family? Did you do anything special, like, you know, I mean, you didn't do anything like go fishing together or just sit around listening to the radio or that's...
No, my father was a firm believer that the girls didn't go fishing or hunting. So the guys went, my brothers and my dad went. We always made a yearly vacation trip to Utah once a year for a week to visit my aunt and uncle. And then about every 3 or 4 years, we would go back to Nebraska and visit my dad's parents and or his family back there.
Can you remember any special trips, you know, like maybe something exciting that happened along the way, or something like maybe a car broke down or something and you had to go for help or something? Anything like that?
No, I remember the year my dad got his 47 pickup, we made a trip to Nebraska, and at that time they didn't have camper shells or anything like that, and my one brother and I rode all the way back to Nebraska in the back, and it just had a canvas cover that was we thought was really neat at the time, but looking back, I don't think it'd be too neat now to ride that way.
Yeah. Okay, so you learned how to drive when you was approximately junior or so.
Mm-hmm, but I didn't really ever get to take his truck until after I graduated from high school.
You said you worked during, where'd you work?
At the West Theater, which is now The Rock.
Okay.
It was a fairly new theater building when I went to work there.
Okay, what was your wages?
I started out at 35 cents an hour as an usher, and I worked for about 6 months as an usher, and then I went into the box office and I made 50 cents an hour there.
Okay, was there any minimum wage then, or was there...
I don't believe they had a minimum wage. They could have, but I don't remember.
Okay, you started up, okay. And then, so you went through, so how were your grades in school?
Probably A, B, average.
Okay. What were some of the standards, like, you know, the girls call the guys, or was it just strictly guys calling girls? You know, I've heard a lot about that, you know.
The guys called the girls. The girls didn't call the boys.
Okay. And was there a lot of steady dating, you know? And did you get pinned and stuff like that, or was it just...
We wore the guys' class rings. I went steady off and on all through high school, which was a mistake as I look back now, but at the time that was the thing to do because then you were sure of dates. And
okay. Do you remember any special dates you had?
No, not really any special ones.
Nothing really. Mm-hmm. Okay, then what year did you graduate?
I graduated in 1955.
From Rockland High School.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how many was in your graduating class?
I think there was around 157.
And then, what did you do after you got out of high school?
I went to work for the telephone company as a telephone operator, and they were converting over to dial at the time. So I was just hired during the conversion for 6 months. And then before that job finished, I went to work for Buy Right Drugstore, which was on Broadway at the time. And I worked there part-time until I finished at the telephone office, and I went to work full-time for the Buy Rights. And I worked there a year before I got married.
Okay. This is kind of going back a little bit, but when did you first get your first TV?
My parents never had a TV until after I was away from home. I was married. And myself, I didn't have a TV until... it must have been 57.
Okay. Do you remember when they first came out? You know, when they first came out onto the market?
Well, they had them out in California quite a few years before they got them around here. But I would imagine they came out here in the 50s. I'm not sure just exactly.
So, what did you guys do for entertainment before? Did you have a radio? Is that what you listened to more or less?
Records and radios.
Mm-hmm. Okay, was there any special radio shows you ever watched? I mean, listened to? I guess you can't watch them.
Oh, we used to like The Inner Sanctum, which was a mystery, and Ozzy and Harriet was on. And they had different soaps, you know. And I can remember going to the theaters on Saturday afternoon and watching serials. They had, besides the movie feature, they would have a 15-minute serial that continued every week. So you had to go to this matinee every Saturday so that you didn't miss this serial that you were watching, you know, like the soap operas today.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a favorite movie back when maybe say your high school days and stuff?
Oh, I used to like the Gidget ones and Debbie Reynolds ones and Doris Day.
Okay. Were they more or less the big actors that, or actresses then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so going back to where you left off, so you got out of high school and you, okay. When did you finally get married and how did you meet your husband?
Well, I met my husband probably 3 years before I married him. I was going with his best friend at the time. And they came to the theater one night. He was from Mount Pleasant, Utah. He came up here to work in the mines after he graduated from high school. And I didn't start going out with him until probably 3 or 4 months after I graduated from high school. And then we got married the following summer.
After you got out of high school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what was his name?
Roel Carter, and they called him Kelly.
Okay. And where was you married at?
We were married in the LDS Church on C Street, which is now the library.
And was there anything really, you know, like, do you remember maybe who your bridesmaids were, who were the best men and stuff, or do you remember any of that stuff?
Oh, yeah. My best friends, Carolyn Healy was one of my bridesmaids, and Carolyn Petrie was my maid of honor, and my other bridesmaid was Leah, which is Kelly's sister.
Okay. And so where did you go on your honeymoon?
We just went to Salt Lake and then down to Timpanogos Caves down in Utah, and then on down to his family's, and they gave us another open house while we were down there. And then we went up in the mountains for a couple days.
Okay. Was there anything special you remember about, you know, anything, any story or anything? Remember about it?
About our honeymoon?
Yeah.
Remember, my feet got awful sore. I wore moccasins going up to Timpanogos Caves, and if you've ever been up there, it's about a mile and a half walk up the hill. And it was all gravel at that time. I don't know what it's like now. And wearing moccasins without soles on them didn't go too well with feet, so I kind of hobbled around the next day.
Okay, so when you got back and stuff, so he was working in the mines?
No, at that time he was working for Gulf Oil, which on a seismograph crew. And we lived here for about a week after we got back from our honeymoon, and he got transferred to Riverton. Or Lander. I'm sorry, Lander. And we went up there and lived there for about 3 months before he got laid off.
Okay. And was your first house, was it an apartment or was it a house you rented or what was it?
We rented a little apartment on M Street. It was an upstairs apartment over top of this elderly lady's house. And we lived there, like I say, just a week after we come back. And then we moved up to Lander, and up there we lived in an apartment over J.C. Penney's. And it was a three-room apartment.
And what was his wages? Were they up, you know, upper class, middle class, or, you know, lower? Were they good or bad, or more or less, I'm saying?
Well, I would say at the time they were probably maybe low middle, I don't know, the lower middle class, maybe. But it's, you know, it's unseen of now. I mean, unheard of now that what they made then.
Yeah. Okay, when you got laid off, so you came back to Rock Springs, right?
Mm-hmm. We moved in with my mother for a month until it was a Christmas time, and so she insisted we stay there instead of trying to find a place to live until after Christmas.
Okay, then was there any kind of, like, unemployment or anything then? Or was it just more or less you had what you had?
No, he could have collected unemployment, but he was only off about a month, so he wasn't eligible for any relief.
Okay, and then what happened?
Then he went to work out at West Baco, or which is another FMC, I believe is what they call it now. He went to work in the lab out there.
Okay. And so then he moved out even more and stuff.
Right, and then we moved into a basement apartment in Blairtown.
When did you start thinking of having kids?
We have one, our first one, the year after we were married, a little girl. And then almost 2 years. What was her name?
Mm-hmm.
Virginia. We named her after my mother and Kelly's mother also. Her name was Virginia Janelle.
Um, do you remember, like, having her first Christmas with you or anything, you know, anything like that? Anything, any funny stories about her or something that she may have done that you can stick out of your mind?
No, not really. I can remember, you know, having a lot of fun with her and enjoying her, but nothing in particular.
Okay, when you, with you, you know, with you and your husband, did you have, like, was there a lot of close-knit friendships and stuff, like with other couples and stuff, where you mostly just kind of, you stayed home, and, or did you work when you first got married? Did you continue?
I worked part-time once in a while. I helped him out down at Byrights on their inventories and things like that, but that's all. But, yeah, we had a lot of friends. We got together and played cards then. Not too many of us had TVs, and so we played cards and Monopoly and different games like that. We had several friends that Kelly was in the National Guard with, plus he also worked in the lab out at West Baco with him.
So you did have friends and did stuff with them. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Was your two-car family when you first started off, or did you just have one car, or did you have any cars? Or?
We were lucky to have one car.
Do you remember what it was?
I think we had a Chevy. I can't remember what year it was when we first got married. We just got it just about a month before we got married. All the time we were dating, we walked everywhere we went.
Walked everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
How did they get back and forth to the mines? Did they have buses or did they drive themselves?
No, they had buses.
Then you had Jenny, and then what? You had more children.
Right. About almost 2 years later, we had another little girl, and she was born premature, so we had a lot of problems with her to start with. And then we didn't have any more children until we moved to Grand Junction, Colorado. We moved there with Mountain Fuel, and we had another little girl down there. We were there about 5 years. We moved back to Rock Springs, and then we had our little boy.
Okay, and what were their names?
The second one's name was Rochelle, and the third one's name was Tracy, and the last one's name was Bernard.
Okay, did you do special things with them, you know, like, did your standards change compared to your folks, such as taking them camping and fishing and stuff like that, or was it still the atmosphere that the men went and the women stayed home?
No, we went as a family. We did a lot of fishing and we did a lot of camping. We got a first time we went to Idaho and through Yellowstone, we had just a station wagon that we fixed curtains in. And we slept in that, which was not too convenient. And then as the family grew, while we were in Grand Junction, we bought a tent. And we started camping in a tent. And as we progressed, we finally got a camper. And so then we really thought we were in luxury, having a stove and all the good things inside where we didn't have to stand out in the rain. And
okay. And so you moved to Grand Junction. Was there anything significant about Grand Junction? Did you enjoy it better than Rock Springs, or was it just another? I don't.
Well, we moved to Grand Junction mainly because of our one daughter. She had problems walking, and they had a really good rehabilitation center there. So that was our reason for moving there. But we enjoyed it thoroughly. It was real good climate, a lot warmer than it is here, less winter. It was a real nice, clean town. It was big enough that it had good shopping and good doctors. And at the time when we left here, Rock Springs really didn't have a lot of very, you know, good shopping or a lot of doctors. They had two or three doctors here in town, and that was the extent of it.
And then after your 5 years, then you moved back here to Rock Springs?
Mm-hmm. We moved back to Rock Springs.
Okay. Where was your husband working?
He was working for Mountain Fuel.
You just getting more or less transferred back and forth.
Right.
So you moved back here and you had your son. And during this time did you do any other working, or did you mostly just stay home? And
after he was born, I started selling Tupperware, and I did do babysitting But I didn't actually go out and have a 9-to-5 job or an 8-to-5 job.
Was that the standard for most women, or was it?
The majority of the time, most of the women stayed home. There was some that worked, but the majority of them stayed home and raised their children.
Okay, as you're growing up, okay, how did your living style change? You know, like you said, when you first got married, you was lucky to have a car and you were just renting apartments and stuff. Did you move up? You know what I'm saying? Did you maybe get a newer car or say a house or something like that, or did it stay with rent in places?
When we moved to Grand Junction, we bought our first home. And it was a three-bedroom house with no basement. Then when we moved back to Rock Springs, of course, we sold it and bought another one. And I think they improved each time that we bought. I think our living standards probably went up. We still, we ended up with two cars instead of one. We had a pickup usually along with a car. And sometimes it was still rough meeting payments and doing these type of things because wages weren't still that really high. The mines paid better at that time than Mountain Fuel did, but Kelly liked his job in the fields and being able to do the work that he was doing, so that's what he enjoyed doing, so that's what he did.
Okay, and when you moved back to Rock Springs, like, do you remember how the town... You know, how big was the town? Do you remember even an estimate of maybe how it had grown since you'd left and stuff, and maybe how big it was?
Well, it seemed like it was like 10,000 when I was growing up. And when we moved back, it hadn't started the boom yet, but it was getting ready to. And then by the time we moved out to Aiken, that's when the boom really hit. And we kind of missed all the bad parts, I guess you would say, of it. We weren't living right here in town at the time.
Okay, what do you mean by the bad parts of it?
Well, with all the extra people coming in for constructions, and I think the name that we got off of 60 Minutes and all the different things like this.
Okay, can you kind of explain what you mean by, you know, like, what was going on in the town at that time that you can remember, maybe from the papers, reading from the papers or something like that, and just kind of remembering that?
Well, with all the people coming in and all the big constructions going on and everything, there was a lot more money in the town, so consequently there was more people coming in to get their handouts, such as liquor, prostitutes, gambling, all of this. 60 Minutes blew it up and made it sound like it was really a den of iniquity, but I think it was still depended where you went. If you wanted to live a normal life, you stayed home and went to the things that you attended, your church things and this type of activity, and if you wanted to get involved in all the gambling and that, you found your places down on K Street and down in the bars. And
okay, what was K Street?
That was the street where there was a lot of the bars and the prostitutes hung out.
Okay. Were did they stand on the streets and, you know, or were they more or less confined?
No, they actually walked the streets and would wave the guys down as they drove by in their cars.
And who, like, was, do you remember who the mayor was at this time and what effect he had on the city? Was he just kind of relaxed on the situation, or was he?
It was Mayor Wataha, but I really don't know what you could say about how he was. I think there was good things that he did for the city, but I think there was things that he could have done better.
Okay, so what time period was this when all this was going on, all this, the boom?
During the 70s, probably.
Okay. And then you were living in Aiken? Now, what was this?
That was another Mountain Fuel camp, and that was just... north of Lyman, Wyoming.
Okay, and what was this camp like?
That was a very little camp for a company camp. There was only four homes. They did move two trailers in eventually, but there was just four families out there. The children had to ride a school bus into Lyman to school, and whenever they wanted to go to any outside activities or any school activities, we would have to drive them in, and it was about 16 miles into Lyman.
Okay, and were they mostly families out there, or was it single guys more or less, or was it?
No, there was one family that didn't have any children. Theirs were all raised, and then the other three of us all had children that rode the bus and went to school.
And did you do stuff as families, or was it kind of keep to yourself?
No, we kind of visited back and forth. There wasn't much else to do, but we did spend a lot of time on the roads running kids back and forth.
Can you remember anything that you'd like to say about it? You know, anything, any stories or anything?
Oh, I can remember the time Bernard broke his collarbone on his tri-bike, trying to go a little bit too fast and around too many curves, and he was too little to control it.
Okay, and since there was no hospitals there or nothing, so what did you do in a case like that?
We had to bring him in here into Rock Springs, which was about 60 miles.
Okay, so you had to drive away for, you know, conveniences or whatever.
Right, to do any grocery shopping, and we could go into Lyman. They had a couple grocery stores in there, but nothing where they had any competitive prices.
Okay. And how long did you stay in Lyman? I mean, in Aiken?
I think we were there about 5 years.
Okay, and did you move back to Rock Springs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and where did you live when you moved back?
We had kept our house, and so we just and rented it out, so we just moved back into it.
Okay. So what was going on when you moved back? When would it be when you moved back? Late 70s?
Late 70s we moved back, yeah. The boom was still going pretty good, but it had calmed down quite a bit compared to what it was right at first. Okay. A lot of the early construction people were moving out.
Okay, and did you say you had some brothers?
Yes, mm-hmm. I've got okay. two.
Okay, and what was your relationship like with your family as you grew up, you know, from childhood to, you know, to now? What's kind of your relationship with them?
Well, my oldest brother joined the Air Force as soon as he graduated from high school, and he made it a career. He was gone for 30 years. He retired living in Las Vegas. So, of course, we don't see him too often. We see him a little bit more now than when he was in the service, because in the service he was only home maybe every other year or so. My little brother was 12 years younger than I was, and he graduated and has moved around a lot since he graduated, and he's living in Idaho now, so we don't see him a real lot either. We keep in touch by phone, by letters, but that's about the extent of it.
How was your relationship with him when you was in, say, high school?
Well, my oldest brother and I, there was 3 years difference in us, and he didn't really want anyone to know he had a younger sister, and he was a little bit wilder than what I thought he should be, so I didn't really want anybody to know I was his sister either, so.
Okay, so he's kind of, you wasn't real close, right?
No.
Okay. What about with your younger brother? You know, it was 12 years difference, but.
I enjoyed having him around. I really wanted a little sister when he was born, but I enjoyed having Leonard around, and I, of course, was gone and married before he was really up into the higher grades in school, so.
Okay. We'll go back to where we left off here. So you moved back to Rock Springs, and the boom was just getting over, like you said. What was some of your hobbies and stuff when you moved back into town? Did you get a job then, or what was your main interest, let's say?
When we moved back from Aiken?
Yeah.
Well, by the time we moved back then, there we had one little grandson that I had been taking care of. And so it was quite hard for me to leave him in Lyman and come out here, back here. And so I went to work to fill my hours during the day because all my kids were in school. I went to work down at OJ's grocery store. I worked there for about 6 months. And I left there and went to work for Lines, which was a well testing outfit. another oil field type work. And I worked there for 5.5 years, and then the boom had gone down the hill, and the oil field business was very bad, and so consequently they were laying off, and I was one of them that got laid off. I was off work for about 6 weeks, and then I went to work for Mountain Fuel.
Would you, when you was growing up and stuff, how did religion play a part in your life, and what religion are you?
I belong to the LDS Church. My parents never did go. My dad was Catholic, so of course he did not attend church at all. My mother was LDS, and she went when I was younger. She went with us and taught in the primary associations and things like this. She also taught me in 4-H. And then when she had my little brother, she kind of just stopped doing all these different things. And at that time, mothers didn't drive you all over and didn't go to PTAs. And so whenever I went to church, I went by myself. And I attended church regularly all through high school and while growing up.
Okay, from what I've seen in Rock Springs, it seems to be prominently Catholic, kind of, you know. Was there any prejudice between religions or anything like that, or was it just, you know, when you was growing up and stuff?
Yeah, I think there really was. You knew all the ones that were Catholic, and you knew all the ones that were Mormons, and we gave each other a bad time. But we did attend other religions, too. I remember going to several midnight masses and different Catholic functions that my girlfriends went to. I also went to the Methodist Church several times to different things with one of my other girlfriends. We didn't seem to let it bother our friendships.
What about now that, you know, and as you've been living in and out of Rock Springs, do you still feel there's tension or you know what I'm saying, that there's maybe a competition or whatever, or prejudice, or is it, you not feel it as much maybe as you did when you were younger?
Well, I don't feel it, but then maybe the kids do. I think that all the religions are stronger right now in town. There are more of them than there used to be. I think the Catholic and the Mormon are still predominantly the biggest ones. We have two churches now instead of one, and we have, instead of two wards, we have 8. So I think it's grown a lot.
Okay, what's been some of your responsibilities and activities that you've participated in your religion through the years that you can remember that stand out in your mind?
Well, I've taught in just about probably all the organizations. I've taught in the primary and in the Sunday school. I think one of my favorite was when I was the young women's president, and that's over the girls' high school age. We had to teach lessons, plus we also had group activities with them, and that was quite fun for me. I enjoyed working with the girls. And then I went into the ladies' organization, which is Relief Society, and was in the presidency of that, and I enjoyed that thoroughly too.
Okay. And so we're now living in Rock Springs, I guess, and late 70s, early 80s. What was going on, such as with your family and stuff like that? You know what I'm saying, more or less?
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like, it still, you know, a lot of family activity together and stuff like that? Any special moments you can remember?
We had a lot of good times. We had a lot of trips together with the kids. We went to different places. We went out to Disneyland, or Disney World in Florida, made that trip. Of course, that was several years back. And then my husband passed away in 1981, and so that was a hard time to take. We still had the two kids in school. Tracy graduated the following year and went on to college for a year. And Bernard finished his high school. And he was out a year and then got married. We now have several grandchildren.
Okay. So, okay, well, I hope it's all right if I ask this, but what did your husband die of? Is that all right?
He died of cancer, colon cancer. He was sick for about 6 months after he found out he had it and was gone.
Okay, so did you date after that, or you know, or did you kind of, you know, how did you act towards this?
Well, I think I got probably more involved in church activities. Kind of stayed home, spent most of the time with my family. I didn't date until about a year later, and then I started dating again.
Okay, and then you're married now, so how did you meet your husband that you have now?
I met him through square dancing. My first husband and I square danced a lot, and after he died, I just quit going, and about once a year, I would go down just to more or less socialize with all the square dancers. We had a special caller that came from Cheyenne that we really liked, and so I would go down to his dance usually. And I happened to go over to the Green River Festival one year, and this is where I met Frank.
Okay, and his name's Frank Ely then?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then where was you married, and how was it?
We were married here in Rock Springs, again in the LDS church, but at this time we went, they were remodeling our church, which was the Stake Center. So we went out to the White Mountain Church and was married.
So then that brings you up to now. Is there anything happening between now and then? Especially events of any kind of between them?
No, not really. We multiplied our family quite a bit by getting married. We now have 12 grandchildren, and instead of just 4 children, we have 7 between us.
Okay, so that brings us up to date for now. Is there any special, you know, like, or any events that you can remember as you was gone through your life that may, you know, that happened in Rock Springs or had some effect on Rock Springs?
Well, I can remember the FMC bus wreck. It was in the late 50s, early 60s, shortly after my husband quit working for FMC. It would have been the bus he was riding. The bus and a semi and I believe in a pickup wrecked. And there was 3 or 4 people killed on the bus, plus almost all of them that were on it were injured. And that was quite tragic here in Rock Springs because everybody knew, either were related or knew the people that were on the bus.
And why wasn't your husband on the bus?
Because he had just quit and gone to work for Mountain Fuel.
Oh, okay. Another question I have to ask about for you is, you always hear, well, this winter was so bad and this winter was so bad. Can you remember any, you know, bad winters or, you know, anything like that, really hot summer or anything that maybe had some effect on it?
I can remember, it seems like we get a bad winter about every 4 or 5 years, and I can remember one before we moved out to Aiken. We had a really bad snowstorm. Our house is a tri-level, and I can remember distinctly seeing the kids come up on the, knocking on my bedroom window, which is the 3rd floor, because they were standing on the snowdrifts between the houses. And that year, the kids were out of school several days because of the winds and the snow. They couldn't get them to school.
More or less, I think, like, a storm like that came through it back then, everything was just closed down more or less.
No different than it is today. Maybe a day or two before they get the roads cleared, and then that's it.
Okay, so they had snow piles.
Oh, you bet.
I guess it wasn't that far back. So it was okay.